travel over to Lansing. Graham Couch, opinion maker for the Lansing State Journal, is standing by on the Meyer guest line. How you doing, Graham?
I'm doing well, Bill. How about yourself?
Doing good. I was waiting for that kick time. I thought it'd be 3:30, not noon, but now it's the big noon kickoff on Fox. I knew it wouldn't be a night game because I think there's some rule. Brandstatter told me last week where both schools have to agree. Is it a month or 3 weeks in advance? And you get the campuses and how, you know, both schools don't want a crazy night atmosphere. I agree that would have been the best thing. But you get a noon kickoff, they have to deal with it. I think that's a less home field advantage to a point, being a noon kickoff rather than 3:30. You agree or disagree?
Yeah, no, I think noon is just unnatural for a big game outside of Michigan, Ohio State, where we're sort of accustomed to it and it's late in the year and it's probably good for warmth to have it at noon at that time of year. But, the Halloween time of year, the best college football environments I can remember are that when the second half hits and it starts to get a little dark out and it just feels important. And, you know, you don't get that with a noon game. You got to get charged in early. You know, it reminds me, there was a Michigan State game when I was a teenager and both teams were really hyped. I think it was the year Michigan won a national title in 97. And Michigan State had been unbeaten and blew it the week before against, I think, Northwestern. And still, it was a huge game. Like, tickets were on the black. You know, this is before you had a lot of the social media you have, but secondary market tickets were, you know, 100 or 500 bucks and things like that. And it was a dud of a game, partly because Michigan was just better than them, but also it just never had the vibe in the stadium. And, you know, I think this will have an intensity to it, and there's attention there because I think both teams are a little uneasy about the situation, both fan bases, but there's no question that noon is a bit of a letdown, and that's what stinks about the Fox arrangement. Is this is all based on their baseball contract, and they're trying to con us with the idea that big noon is big. Look, Mike Tyson never fought first on the card, and YouTube doesn't do the opening act. Noon isn't the big game, and it never will feel huge.
Yeah, and they got the FS1 versus the big noon, and they try and, you know, build audiences. And I, you know, TV people, media people, radio people overthink so much. Away from the kickoff, which is set for noon, October 30th in East Lansing with Michigan State, as you're going to break down these two teams, and I know Michigan still has some business Saturday against Northwestern. State gets the bye week. These teams, the way they match up, what has changed from what you were thinking before the start of the season to where these two teams are right now?
Well, it's pretty amazing to watch Michigan run the football considering what they were a year ago. A lot is different than what I thought before the season. I actually thought I liked Michigan's quarterback situation quite a bit, and that has not really played out as strong as their ground game. And yet neither team, what's sort of interesting about this game is both teams have been fantastic in sort of this revival season. They're both 7-0 and both have beaten, I think, quality teams, but not elite teams. You know, I mean, I think Nebraska physically is a fairly quality team. Neither team has a win that you go, wow, that for sure, these guys are for real. And so I think that's the other thing that makes it interesting. They both, you know, Michigan will probably beat Northwestern. They're both going to be 7-0, at a point where we're still not certain about them. So there's a lot of optimism and yet uncertainty, and that creates an interesting tension that you don't always get.
Graham Couch, Couch in the Room podcast, by the way, wherever you download podcasts, according to the GC Index, latest podcast, 98 out of 100. That's amazing.
The hell of a score.
Yeah, the GC Index, by the way, is brought to you by Graham Couch Industries. So we just want to, you know, for transparency purposes, we will do that. It's going to be a good one. I got about 3 minutes here. The Mel Tucker situation and the way that there's a deal cut and announced that Coach O gets the rest of the season with LSU, that tells me they already have somebody ready to go on the other end. at another school or with another NFL team, whatever it is. Where do you think Mel Tucker is in the mix when it comes to leaving Michigan State, possibly leaving East Lansing for LSU?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's interesting because I think what matters to Mel Tucker, look, $9 million is what they pay at Orgeron, which is more than Mel Tucker makes, about $5.5 million. And he's 13th in the country in salary. Tucker is, and third in the Big Ten. So he's compensated well. I think he understands that. He makes more than Michigan State's Hall of Fame basketball coach on campus. He makes more than his predecessor who took MSU to places it had never been. And so I think he knows he's valued. I think, you know, he knows that MSU is pretty well financially extended in that. And I don't know that he'll, you know, I think what's important to him, and this is my sense from talking to people around him and people over on, in the administration, is that he wants to be able to win a national championship somewhere. And so MSU has to make sure that he believes he can do that at MSU. And I think as long as he does, they've got a good chance to keep him through some of these openings, because if he keeps winning, this won't be the last one. And so that's really the question. Does he feel like MSU is a place that's going to provide the support around him, and whether it's facilities and recruiting tools and things like that, to have a chance to compete at the highest level? And if he does, I think they got a shot to keep him. I don't think he's at a point in his career where, haggling over $600,000 is something that concerns him. He's making $5.5 million a year. So that said, $9 million is a lot. And if he feels like he's got another move in him and this is an opportunity he can't pass up, and he's got some control for the first time in his life with this stuff, I could see it being appealing. So I think it's up in the air. I don't think it's something that will go at Michigan State unaddressed. Quite certain the athletic director, Alan Haller, is aware of what's important to Mel Tucker. Those two sit next to each other on the planes on the way back from games and two games. So, like, this is not some relationship where those guys aren't tight. And I think right now the fact that Michigan State hired Haller is very important.
You can follow everything Michigan State with Graham Couch, Lansing State Journal, Couch in the Room podcast. Also, look for Graham on Twitter. Graham, thank you so much for your opinions, and we'll talk Michigan State week.
Look forward to it.